Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I'm building on what we were talking about yesterday, which is the grieving of the Holy Spirit found in Ephesians 4:29 and 30. And I want to build on those two verses with this thought. Simply by the description that by communicating corruption we can grieve the Spirit, it lets us know that the Holy Spirit is a person and not some impersonal force. Because if the Holy Spirit were an impersonal force, he couldn't be grieved. The grieving here, as it's described in the Greek, is a very human response. It's a human emotion. And it has to do with the word sad. So it's not that we are putting the clamps on the Holy Spirit when we speak corruption. It's that we're saddening the Holy Spirit when we speak corruption. And that's why I say that's an indicator that he's a person, not a force, because a force cannot be sad. A mist cannot be sad. A cloud cannot be sad. But the Holy Spirit, the person, can be saddened. And he's not saddened. I used to hear it taught, you know, we're grieving the Spirit with all this activity in the building. Here the Holy Ghost is wanting to move and you're chewing gum or getting up and going to the bathroom or whatever. And the reality is, none of that made the Holy Spirit sad. He's way more powerful than a stick of juicy fruit. What makes the Holy Spirit sad is when I open my mouth and minister corrupt communication into someone's life, and I had the opportunity to build them up with my mouth and impart grace to those who would hear, and all I did was remind them of their past, ignore the finished work, and focus them on their sin instead of their righteousness. That makes the Holy Spirit sad. And the idea of making the Holy Spirit sad sounds like a New Testament concept, but the reality is, because we know who wrote this, it's the Apostle Paul. Paul was learned. He knew what he was doing. He understood the Torah. He understood the writings of what we would call the Old Testament. So it's not a new thought to think about the grieving or the saddening of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 63 in verse 10, but they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Now in the Old Testament, the next phrase says, so he turned himself against them as an enemy and he fought against them. Well, he's not going to do that because we're not talking now about a grieving that leads to the wrath of God. We're talking about the grieving of the Holy Spirit that leads to other problems, which would be what? Well, verse 30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. I'm not saying that by grieving the Spirit we lose our seal, but I think we can lose the confidence of it by a constant saddening of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is reinforcing our righteousness, and while there's no threat of losing your salvation in a grieving situation, Paul wants to remind you that the same Holy Spirit that sealed you until the day of redemption can also be very saddened inside of you by you using language against the people, God's people, that bring corruption into their lives instead of building them up. I just think that it's time that believers begin to practice a few things. Okay, I'm not talking about disciplines to get to heaven, but it would be good for us to go back to the practice of taking the New Testament and putting it into our lives. Here's a good practice for you. Before tomorrow's DDP, try this. Try to speak grace into someone's ear. I don't mean you walk up to some stranger in the store and lean in and whisper, grace. You know, that's more freakish than effective. I'm talking about look for an opportunity to minister the love of God or the grace of God into someone, and particularly pick a person or an event where you would have ministered judgment and condemnation in the past. That's a good one. Go find someone you used to would have at least sat back and thought bad things about. And instead of just thinking bad things, turn it and go minister grace into their ears. See what happens. You could have the greatest revelation of a move of God you've ever seen in your life. I challenge you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.